AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Well, this doesn't happen very often. The commander-in-chief is going to the Pentagon. He'll get an update this afternoon from military leaders on the campaign against the Islamic State group. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
He'll meet here with military leaders for an update on the fight against Islamic State militants. Coalition warplanes over Syria bombarded them over the weekend in what officials call one of the campaign's most sustained aerial operations. But efforts to train Syrian rebels for the ground fight are sputtering, and the president himself has said the U.S. does not have a complete strategy for training Iraqi forces.
An Iraqi fighter jet accidentally bombed several houses in Baghdad this morning, killing at least 12 people. The Iraqis blame a technical failure. Three children are among the dead. South Carolina lawmakers are back at work after the July 4th holiday, and among the things they'll be deciding is what to do about the Confederate flag that's flown over the statehouse for 50 years. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
A recent survey asking lawmakers how they intend to vote after Governor Nikki Haley's call to remove the flag found at least 33 senators and 83 House members agreed with her. That would reach the threshold of a two-thirds vote needed under the law to alter the flag's position.
But what exactly to do with the flag is still a question. The Dow opened down this morning, but has been up a little bit, too, following yesterday's no vote in Greece on a financial bailout. Christine Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund says the fund stands ready to assist Greece if it's requested to do so. The Dow is down 14 points at the moment. About an hour from now, Pope Francis will say Mass in Ecuador for a million people or more. One 90-year-old woman says she traveled more than 100 miles just to be there. This is AP Radio News. Team USA captain Kerry Lloyd says last night's 5-2 win over Japan feels surreal.
It was unbelievable and something that we all have wanted so long. The heartbreak in 2011, losing to Japan, and then this game, it was just an unbelievable moment, something that we'll cherish for the rest of our lives.
She was on NBC's Today Show this morning and on CBS as well, telling viewers that she hadn't slept since the game. Eric Holder is returning to private law practice, rejoining the same firm where he worked before becoming attorney general. The firm of Covington & Burling announced this morning that Eric Holder, who left the Justice Department in April after more than 6 years as attorney general, would be rejoining the firm as a partner. Holder will be based in Washington and will focus on complex investigations and litigation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.